this is the kind of energy that we need to bring out into the world, especially here in the United States, in exponential volumes, so that the soul energy of each of us who is here to bring an upliftment of humanity has the awakening permission that now is the time. Now is the time to be the light leaders that we're to be and to claim our sovereign position as being divine, where the divine energy moves through us and we ground it here on the earth plane. I believe that a light leader is someone who has an awareness of their sense of destiny, their sense of purpose, contribution, and particularly a drive within them to uphold that which is righteous and good for the whole. What that means is that there is a mindset, there's like an operating system within, where that which is for the highest good is held as the highest intention for that person's approach to life, the approach to their businesses, approach to their families, approach to their relationships. And as such, they hold a standard of how we treat other human beings and the other species and our precious earth, the air, etc. So a light leader is one who has a sense of destiny. They have a sense of soul purpose. They have a sense that they are here for a very particular reason, and they are doing the best they can to deliberately create the life that they long to live, as well as to leave their blessing, shall we say, their imprint, their influence on the environment that they're in, the groups that they touch, the people's individual lives that they touch, knowing that they have that impact and holding that impact as a very sacred responsibility and opportunity and gift that has been given to them through their divine source to help uplift humanity and how humanity relates to our environment and our other species. In business, I see that a light leader is one who, again, has high standards of what is ethical and what is right, what will serve, and to meet the business environment from a heartfelt, caring, happy, contributing space. By happy, I mean, yes, of course, there are times when things are not very happy. However, there is an inner knowing of a connection to one's source and one's spirit, that even in business, if we hold that as our truth, no matter what is going on in the outer world, it is felt and it influences how we do business. It influences who we draw to us as our customers and clients and so on like that. So it is a self-image of being a light conduit, that no matter what we're doing, there is no compartmentalizing. We are a spiritually infused, here to serve, here to uplift, here to develop a deliberate approach to creating the life that is soul aligned. And why I feel that that is important more than ever is, here in the United States, it's probably easier to understand why that kind of consciousness and that kind of commitment to the whole, to a humanitarian goodness and wellness, is because of what's happening with our government right now and the energies of fear and lack and chaos and destabilization and various states of human emotion that are being stirred up, where every day we seem to be hit with something else that we have to sort out and figure out who are we in the matter. And I feel that a light leader has the capacity, has the innate drive to want to take care of themselves, because they know that their thriving and their wholeness, their wellness is paramount. And then to take care of our families, our communities, to participate in a group collective consciousness with those who have similar causes as our own. And then with that, to go out into the bigger causes that are being challenged right now, and to divide our time, you know, being somewhat of a time management wizard nowadays, to take care of the home front as well as the global front as best as we can. I think that the importance of knowing that one is a light leader is to know more than anything else that we are broadcasting energies of light and love and compassion and a vision of healing, a vision of a country in our case, and then the world, especially because the United States has such a powerful influence all over the world, that we hold this sovereign, blessed self-identity, that we matter, and that our thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs that we project out do have a ripple effect that goes into some field of energy, and to the degree to which we bring out this goodness and this wish for the best and this commitment to that which is right, that feeds humanity instead of destroys humanity, the more we hold that, we become warriors of light and we become angels of light. And that, to me, is what a light leader is, a combination of a warrior and an angel of healing, an angel of wisdom, an angel of courage, an angel of action. So notice what came up for you. Maybe you felt angry. Maybe you felt less than. Maybe you felt hopeless, helpless, lost, confused. Maybe you felt excited. Maybe you felt motivated, courageous, determined. So I'll be quiet while you just grab some notes, and I'm going to say more about a definition that I have for light leader. Okay, I'll continue. Again, keep looking through the lens of your life, the things that matter to you, the impact that you know you make, and the impact that you want to make. A light leader is someone who is very self-empowered in terms of their soul purpose path, their strengths and weaknesses, their commitment to be the best that they can be, and to identify those intolerables that are occurring in their life, you know, whether it's professional intolerable or personally based intolerables, and then to know that the answers do lie within. They lie within regarding one's connection to their four pillars of spiritual power: energy, intuition, soul purpose, and mission. When I speak of intuition, I'm also including one's spiritual guides and teams and angels. Now, from that self-empowered place, a light leader will then look for how to continue to upgrade the vibration of any circumstance, of any aspect that is active in their life. So in other words, they don't give up. They don't throw their hands up. They don't say there's no way out. They hold the mindset that there is a solution. A light leader is committed to having seamless, accurate, intuitive access where they direct, they build, they consciously know how to release energy on command, and they consciously harness the clarity and power of their soul purpose path, a clear understanding of why they're here in this lifetime. And if they don't have a clear understanding, they have a clear commitment to get an understanding of why they are here in this lifetime. That means what goes on in their household, in one's community, the spheres of influence with which you, a light leader, will direct contact, and also global matters, as I said earlier, not just your own immediate world, but what's going on in the entire world. Given our technology, we have access to the entire world in many, many respects. We are privy to causes happening all over the world. And then as a light leader will want to engage, will want to be involved as much as possible with those focuses that make sense to them, that are on their soul purpose path. A light leader is one who is committed to the light. And by light, the light, I mean divine order, divine love, divine compassion, divine purpose, divine compassion for humanity and other species, light of wisdom, light of love, light of power to create, to be a sovereign force of manifestation, a manifesting sovereign force that impacts the ethers of the earth plane. So when we look at ourselves as a light leader and we are looking for the truth, we are looking for the truth. We understand that as a light leader, we are still human, and therefore many truths can be real and valid simultaneously, even though they may seem to be diametrically opposed. As a light leader, the intention is to claim your sense of truth, to claim it, to not censor it, to not be embarrassed about it, to not have judgments that you're wrong or off the wall. You might be wrong, you might be off the wall, but at least to investigate it, and needs to at least to have enough respect and honor for your truth, that you're willing to explore why you feel the way you feel, why you think your truth is the truth, as opposed to just shutting it down entirely. As a light leader, you want to be aware of other people's truths and to match that, to size it up against your own truth. So you are aware of what others are doing and their sense of right. However, you are not influenced to change your stance in regards to your truth. You are merely collecting data. You are merely being observant as to what is going on around you, what is being brought to your human awareness. And then for us as a light leader to go deep within ourselves through meditation and reflection, through intuitive conversations with collaboration with your higher self, your guides, your angels, to determine, refine, claim, clarify, and then activate that which is our truth. And of course, if we are taking in another person's truth and it resonates and it makes sense, then we have the strength of self to make changes, to say, you know, you're right. I'm going to stop thinking this, this, and this. I'm going to stop doing that, that, and that. In other words, it is not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of being manipulated. It's not a sign of having something pulled over on you. If you change course, once you take in information from other people, and of course, life events in general, a light leader is one who will lead, meaning they see themselves as someone who has a voice that will be a leading, influential, contributing, going forward type of impact. A person who knows that they have worth and value to bring and speaks their truth and so on definitely has an influence of value. To be a leader, to lead, there is another layer, and it's tricky to find the right words to explain it. It's a layer that says, I actually want to bring my truth and what I see and my interpretations and my suggestions so that people are mobilized to take action. In that sense, I mean a light leader is one who will lead, as opposed to just keeping it to themselves. They could be a leader in their own household. They could be a leader to the group of friends that their children are involved with. I'm pretty sure you know what I'm attempting to convey here. Meaning, when there is an opportunity to stand up, speak out, step into a situation, if it feels like it is in alignment with what you are here to do, to contribute, and to bring forth without any desire to hurt or to harm, where you're having a passionate, emphatic statement of who you are being activated within you, what you believe, what you will do, and what you won't do. This is where you will then rally your forces to stand up, speak out, and impact a situation as best you can. That means an embracing again, a clarification, an identification of your highest value. And as a light leader, we are clear about our values, and we work on ourselves to have the greatest clarity as possible and the greatest courage as possible to bring forth what we believe, what we are committed to, and what we sincerely want in our heart of hearts to contribute to this earth plane in our incarnation. On a spiritual level, this is what we are able to do when we are looking at ourselves as a spirit light leader. We are looking to see clearly, to act definitively and concisely, and to embrace what is happening from a neutral place. And from that neutral place, we still take inspired action. Finally, about light leader, remember that we are a soul that is broadcasting, moving through a human existence. And as a light leader, we will tend to remember that there is a soul, that we are the soul. And as the soul, we are connected to supreme divine energy, life force, chi, call it what you will, that we are connected to a universal power. And that is light. That is a force to harness, to bring into this dimension, and with which to lead ourselves to a higher expression of the life we want, as well as to lead others. So I'm going to let that sink in.